Thank you for holding. Is this Colin?
Yes.
Hey, Colin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm just getting my coffee going. Tara flagged me down like right as I got into the office. Like, oh, I need you to speak with this gentleman. If you can make the pricing affordable that or lower the cost, she said that maybe we have a chance to make a deal here. So did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing on Google aside from just the pricing?
Not really. I would like to know why my account got suspended for suspicious activity. Not really sure why that happened.
Yeah. That could happen for a lot of different reasons. It could be you requested two PIN verifications, could be an unauthorized user attempted to log into it, your Google business page. There's a lot of different reasons that that could happen. Let me pull it up and see if I can get a specific answer. Huh, I'm not seeing your GMB popping up at all. Did they remove it?
It said, let me see, let me go back to it.
They found August Moon pressure washer popped up instead.
Interesting. Well, I just put in the verification code this morning.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't say why.
Okay.
Contact support to restore access to this business.
Okay. Yeah, so it is down completely. Okay.
Well, I don't think it was ever up.
Well, you still have to have a GMB up in order to even request the PIN verification, so it had to have been up at some point.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just, probably about a week ago, I made an account, did the business name and all that, and requested to verify, and then I waited 5 days.
Got the postcard?
Got the postcard this morning.
Okay.
Put in the number, and it, like, 10 seconds later said...
Suspended.
Suspended, yeah.
Okay. Not showing an address here. What's the street address that you sent that to, the PIN verification?
707 Carriage House.
Let's see here. In Spring Branch, 78070?
Yes.
You said it was 787 Spring Branch? Or, sorry, what was
707.
It?
The street address is 707 Carriage House. The
Carriage.
Like area is 78070.
Gotcha. Is it Carriage House Drive?
I or don't think so.
Okay.
It's just Carriage House.
Under review for suspension. Okay. You still have your PIN verification letter?
I do.
Okay. What's the 5-digit number on the back?
Yes. Five-digit number, Google My Business.
Mm-hmm.
Visit google.com/verify my business, sign into your Google account, get into your verification code. I didn't visit google.com. Yeah, it's 5 digits.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so either way, I'll get that uplifted. That's the first thing that we would do is a name, address, and phone number audit, and we're partnered with Google. But to make it so that we don't have to resend the PIN to get it, the suspension uplifted, I'd rather get the PIN from you and then submit it to them. And then if you sign up, we'll do a client interview, and we could verify it over the phone. Okay? But the major benefit to you... And this conversation is that we have availability for first page placement. just because you verify yourself doesn't mean that you're going to have a first page placement on Google, right? That just means you exist for people who are looking up your business name specifically. So having the first page placement is the moneymaker. About 90% of people that go on Google and do a search, they pick from this section on the first page, you know, that Google places right next to the map there. So, you know, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look in the first place. I'm sure you can see a value in that, right? Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, okay. You can hold off on providing the PIN, but let's see if we can make this affordable and work together first. So hold on one second. Do you get texting on this number that we're on here, Colin?
I do. This is my personal.
Okay. And Tara said, she's across the way from me here. She said, try to get, with a big white piece of paper she wrote, try to get under $400. What does that mean?
Well, right now I'm paying about $420 a month on Yelp. And from what I can tell from, you know, looking up things, YouTube channels that are, you know, talking about advertisements, whatever works best.
Mm-hmm.
And just common sense, I'd assume that more people use Google than Yelp to look up services.
Right.
So I'd be willing to, you know, switch over.
Yelp's a directory we give people for free. We just don't pay for those Yelp ads while people are using it. We just give them the directory submission. But yeah, far more people are using Google. I mean, the keyword power washing, let me see here. Let me pull up the analytics. Terrace had it up here. Yeah, Como County and surrounding areas. Let's pull from, you said you go about 30 miles around Como County?
Yeah, I'm a 30. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so the keyword pressure washing was typed in 1,812 times within a 30-mile radius of Como County in the last 30 days, and it's wintertime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's actually good numbers. That's the lowest part of the season, or of the year for your industry. And then also we'll have you up there for power washing, right? You know, you could be up there for sidewalk or walkway cleaning, driveway cleaning, you know, I don't know if you do decks or patios, concrete, you know, some people want it for tag removal or spray paint removal. So, yeah, I mean, there's about 15 different keywords that we would list you for at a time. So pressure washing is just one of them. But even just that one keyword, I mean, if you're being seen 1,812 more times over the course of the last 30 days, you probably have, you know, 18 to 20 more prospects or clients, you know, on a worst case scenario. That's like a 1%. You know, I'm being frugal there. Yeah. So it would definitely be a lot better for you than Yelp. Yelp, the only time I ever use Yelp, to be honest with you, is when I'm trying to get pictures from a restaurant. Because I don't know why I like to order that way. Like, I like to see the food. And then, or if I want to find bad reviews on, like, an airplane hangar or see what the seats are like on airplanes, you know, for a franchise, I use Yelp for those things.
Yeah, I feel like Yelp is more of a restaurant sort of thing than a service, like a cleaning service.
Yeah, I'm all about the photos on that people leave when I go to a new restaurant especially. I'm like, what is what? Okay, I don't know, want to read this menu. Let me just look at the pictures and pick something. Okay, so I sent a text over to your phone, but it came back error. Do you get texting on this line?
I should, yeah.
Okay, that's weird. It came back with an error message.
Where did you call me from?
I sent it to the 726-208-7133.
Oh, okay. So that's my Yelp. I believe it's called a...
Tracking number?
Tracking number. Just send it to 210.
210.
274.
274.
4426.
4426. Okay. I'm just going to send over, like, a link to the pricing so that way you can see everything. It'll make the conversation go a lot quicker rather than break down each individual product and feature, because there's a lot of different things that we do for you. It's not just the Google listing. You know, as a Google partner, Google has all kinds of relationships with various directories, even like Yelp, like I was mentioning. So you get submitted to those as well at no extra charge. We're able to use their platforms
right.
without having to charge our clients. So, yeah. This will really jumpstart you. So instead of having all your eggs in one basket at $420 a month, you know, you get about 60 different directories that we submit you to. You're on Amazon Alexa voice search. You're on the first page of Bing. You know, obviously Yellow Pages, Yelp, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL even, which is super old, but you're up there. So we basically are covering all your bases. So you're not, I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's just going to be a straight shot from Google. These people will just call you directly off of Google, but, you know, at least you have your other bases covered so that way you're not missing opportunities.
Right.
Okay,
so what am I looking for?
Okay, scroll down towards the bottom. You'll see a badge there. It's like Premier Google Partner, and then you'll see the pricing structures. If you go all the way down, you'll pass the pricing.
Okay.
Okay. So there's an Essential, a Pro, and a Platinum. So I'm going to shoot you straight. I mean, this is what I could do. Okay. Tara's asking me to get it below 420. You're saying, hey, if I could get it below 420, it makes more sense than what you're doing now. So I can put you on the Platinum package, but I'll drop the monthly subscription cost down to $299. So that way we're beating out your 420. And then the setup fee is usually $299. I'm going to have the setup fee reduced to just a one-time payment of $99. So your initial investment will be $398. And then each month after that, it'll go down to $299 and it'll stay there. So as long as you're with us, you'll get that pricing structure. Okay?
Okay.
Now there's no extra charges throughout the month. We don't charge per lead or click or call. So you just get billed one time at $299. Everything else is included in the package. Okay?
Right.
Also, what we'll do is we'll develop a .com website for you in that Platinum package. I don't know if you noticed that, but it's listed as an optimized landing page. So I can send you a website example, but we'll purchase a domain name for you, develop all the content, obviously get your approval on it before we publish, and then we'll launch it and provide hosting. So if you want to make any revisions moving forward, you'll be able to do so without any extra charge.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. If I could approve that for you at $398 out the door, I mean, I'm sure it's, you could see a value in giving it a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
For sure.
Okay. So I'm sending over the splash page example. Let's get your account unsuspended. What's the Google PIN number?
The Google PIN number, like...
the 5-digit code on the back of the PIN verification.
Oh. 71720.
Okay. Okay, and we're going to have to verify your listing over the phone so that way we don't have to remail that postcard. So I'm going to do that during your client interview. I want to set up that appointment at the same time. So let me message the Google Tech and then Colin, what's your schedule looking like around like 12 to 1 today?
12 to 1. I am a student, so
okay.
I do not have from 8:45 to about 4:30 available.
Shoot. Okay. What about tomorrow? Is there like an hour window? I know it probably won't take an hour. It's usually like 20 to 30 minutes. But in case the call goes over, or you have extra questions, I want to make sure we get it knocked out.
Okay. Yeah, probably. What are y'all available like earlier in the morning?
Actually, so our 9 to 10 CT is filled, but I have a 10 to 11 CT. That's the earliest.
10 to 11.
Yeah, we're actually California-based because we're next to the Google headquarters here. So, I mean, it's only 7:30 here. Like, I haven't even got my coffee.
Okay, so then it would be... How late can you go?
Pretty late your time. I could go between 5 and 6.
Yeah, I could do that.
You want to do 5 and 6 o'clock tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah, I could do that.
Okay. And then I want to send a calendar invitation to you, and we'll also send you a text message 1 hour before as a reminder to make sure it's still a good time for you. What's your business email address?
Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
Okay.
Joseph, J-O-S-E-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
Perez, P-E-R-E-Z.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. Date. And obviously last name's Perez. Are you the sole owner?
I am.
Okay. And then this...
And what do I need to have What do I need to have prepared for the interview?
The client interview? So the client interview, I mean, I already got your PIN number. So basically we just need your brain, you know. we need you to sit down. It's like a questionnaire. So they're going to ask you questions about, like, what kind of services that you provide or don't provide, so that way we could get your 15 keywords nailed down to start with. So we'll have recommendations based off which keywords in your industry are getting the most traffic and searches and actually resulting in conversions. But you have final say on what you're listed for. Okay? So you'll sit down, they'll go over that. Then they're going to pick your brain on what you expect from your website. So they'll go over that. That's like a questionnaire. Do you have a logo or photos that you wanted to use specifically for the website?
I do. I have made a logo, and I do have about 10 pictures of that.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you an email address right now. It's very easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And we get a chance, send those in. We'll upload those to the site, and we'll have those ready for the client interview. And then I'll also send you my direct number and extension here at the office. That way, if you need help with any of this later, you could call in. I could help walk you through it. But you sound like a young, smart guy, so I think you know how to do the photos.
Yeah, and I do have a question. This Friday I am planning. So far, I've just started to actually jump into the business part. I've just been doing, you know, friends and family to get money for to get equipment to get started. And this weekend I am planning on going to get licensed.
Okay.
Is that something I need for tomorrow?
You won't need the license. They already pre-screened you and actually said that it was acceptable? I don't know if that's necessarily required for your industry.
Right. I think there's some permits I have to get, but other than that, I think I'm fine.
Yeah, I think it's only when you're doing a certain level of things, like if you're messing with commercial businesses, and then, like, you're doing...
Right.
Yeah. It just depends on the level of the job that you're doing. But we don't require it. You would just be operating at your own discretion at that point. So it's like, you know, obviously, no, you could be playing with fire if you really mess up something, but... We don't require you to have that for this industry and for this state.
Right, okay. So swim at your own risk.
Yeah, it's basically take the job, swim at your own risk. They're not going to require that you present that. So basically, a client interview is just about getting the keywords nailed down, the service area that you cover, and then getting started on your website. But what I would recommend is once you get the licensing, definitely have that, you know, available on call in with it. So that way I can submit it and have it on your website. People know that, you know, you're just that much more credible.
Right, a little more.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
it's a good thing to have.
Class.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Before you go to class, I have to secure the first month's payment of the $398. Did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I have a Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name or the business name?
It is under my name.
Okay. and the billing address is the same as the street address that you were PIN verified at?
No, it is a different address.
Okay, what's the billing address?
Let me look. It is... in here somewhere. Oh, wait, here. And is there tax on top of that? Cause
no. It'll be exactly $398. I'm going to send you, just to fast track it because I know you're getting a class, I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and I'm going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. It's $398.00 exactly. And then the following month, it'll go down to $299. You're going to need to sign off on that too. So you'll be able to read through it when you have like a lunch break or when you get out of this class. And then if you have any questions, you can always communicate via text or call back in to me directly.
Slight error. So I did not realize this, but yesterday I had just paid a $120 bill. So I only have $360 in my account right now.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
No deposit. Today?
Yeah, in order to secure the listing and take it off the board, because basically when a spot opens up, my reps like Tara, they call out on it. You know?
So right, that's what she...
Yeah. So, I'm gonna do this, Colin, man, they're gonna hate me for this. I'm gonna waive your setup fee entirely, okay?
Okay.
To get your foot in the door. Okay, and I'm hoping that just starts the business relationship off on the right foot. I'm not gonna...
Wow, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, re-request that in the future or anything like that, so I'm just gonna have it completely waived. Usually what they do is that if I waive it, 99 is usually the lowest they go, and if you waive that, they usually try to pick it up later on in the year from you, but I'm just gonna have it, waived entirely. Hold on.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. And you're in college?
I'm in high school.
Oh, you're in high school?
Shortly after I got turned 18.
Whoa.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, let's... I got you, man. Congrats to you. Honestly, that's amazing. I think you're the youngest business owner I've ever worked with.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I got approval at $299. So the initial invoice is going to be $299, and then reoccurring each month it'll stay $299. What's the billing address for the Visa?
The billing address
is
824.
Highland Springs. All one word?
And then space in between the Highland and Springs.
Okay. Highland Springs. Is that also in Spring Branch or?
I believe it's in Canyon Lake.
Okay. Canyon Lake. And the zip code?
78133.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All righty. 4599. 5401.
5401.
5301.
5301.
1741.
1741. Okay, expiration date, month and year?
1026.
1026, and then 3-digit code on the back?
620.
620. Okay, all right. 60-second recording, and then you're off to class. Ready?
Alrighty.
Alright. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
Fedex Pristine Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Colin Fedex, owner, sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor. Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
I am.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Colin, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
I do.
Okay. So what days do you go to school? I want to take this down, actually.
Weekdays.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay, and what times?
Well, I start class at 9:45, okay. And I get out of school at 4:00.
Okay. I just want to make sure they're not writing you about missing calls between 10 and 4. There's a section in your tracking system that'll pipeline any leads that you miss in those hours, so you can go back and call them. It'll tell you what they were looking for and the zip code they came from. So I just want to make sure they're not writing you if you miss some things on those times. You're just doing what you're supposed to do. All right. And then it says...
All right.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 12, 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. I've waived your setup fee entirely. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 12th day. It'll stay $299 indefinitely. You're not binded to a contract, so you may discontinue or cancel at any time. If you are going to cancel, we ask that you contact us before the billing's due, so that way we can stop the billing cycle. There's no cancellation fee or penalty if you do decide to discontinue. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right, so you can go ahead and get to class. I'm going to send over a couple of text messages. One's going to have outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that, and then you'll get an email notification as well as a text message reminder for tomorrow's client interview scheduled between 5 and 6 o'clock Central Time. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I provided you with my direct number or direct extension via text message, so feel free to call in at any time if you need help.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.